Blog Talk Radio.
The following is suitable for all audiences. Tell your friends, tell your family, tell your loved ones, tell your hated ones. Tell those closest to you. Tell those who matter. You are listening to Kakuna from the microphone here with DJ Butterfly Feces. This is not just a show. This is not just a program. This is something that's important. Dang important. This is about something that's vital, that matters in the great scheme of things. I can't possibly say that enough. This is about the ongoing homeless epidemic that is sweeping the planet. It's covering the entire Earth. And there's something to be done about it. It's 9:30 on the dot here. The show is brought to you by Organic OK, comedian Organic OK, who went out there and basically made a difference. And I'm telling you the truth. He needs your help. We need everybody's help to fix this problem. Don't just listen. Talk. Call in. Basically, call us in here on the show. We're here at 1-515-605-9709. That's 1-515-605-9709. Check out a singer by the name of Maya Harrison. She's traveling the world herself, and boy, is she making a name. Check her out. Maya Harrison. She has her own website and whatnot. Anyway, the show begins like this. I had spent most of my life in McKinleyville, California. Now, I'll agree, in McKinleyville, we had everything. But no matter what great a place you live in, you can't help but be curious about what's going on in the rest of the world. I was curious. I thought I was going to just stay here, where it's nice and cozy. I was set to be content. Wasn't thinking about bigger things, bigger places, bigger whatever and what have you. I wasn't thinking about all that. I wasn't. I spent the most of my life just coasting. I was a C average student. I did adequately. I got by, and I stopped and smelled the roses. But then, well, what happened was basically I had left high school now. It's time for me to be out in the world. Stand up, stand tall, stand. And what happened was, there I was basically wondering, what am I going to do with my life now? I didn't have enough money to really go to college, and everybody's trying to go to college and get a high-demand skill. When I was a kid, the homeless problem wasn't all that big, but what was really scary was that it was happening. It was happening. It's been happening. But now it's gotten really, really bad. You're thinking, is a problem this big? Isn't something going to stop it? Something? You'd think so, but it didn't. It never did. So there I was, staying at home. See, I have the name DJ Butterfly Feces. I got this moniker because even before I was doing this show, I had a blog talk radio show. I kid you not. See, what I did was I was on the air like this. I wasn't just spinning records. You know, I like listening to music, but ever since free downloading came out, no one even listens to the radio for music anymore. You know what I'm talking about. I was one of those guys who basically, in radio, I was always more interested in the guys who basically had something to say on the radio, who used it as a forum, as a soapbox, to say what is wrong with the world and what needs to happen. That's what I was doing. I was one of those people who was saying, what's wrong with the world today? And how could we fix it? Could it be fixed? Anywho, I was doing this for a while, and I don't think anybody was listening. No one listens to terrestrial radio anymore, because nowadays they got free musical downloading and free news events. You don't even listen to the news and whatever. But the truth is, I just wasn't making much of a standout. Who was listening? I asked some of my buddies to listen. I don't even think they knew how to listen. You know how to listen to terrestrial radio or even if you have satellite or whatever, but how do you listen to block internet radio? Anywho, eventually my free account, my free trial membership wore out. They said if I wanted to keep doing this, I had to start paying for it. But I didn't have any money. Nobody was listening. Now, parents were pushing me to get my own place in McKinleyville and a job and whatever. But it's just that there's so much going on in McKinleyville. It's such a perfect place with everything there you could ask for. Is there so much that the truth is there weren't jobs and places available. Dang. I sat there going out of my mind. I decided one of those people who get by. I know still living with your parents is basically, this is not the epitome of cool, but it's not such a bad thing anymore now. The economy has become what it has. The economy has gotten bad. Bad, bad. Anywho, there I was, thinking about what I was going to do with the rest of my life. And then an actual answer came to me. See, my parents had kicked me out. They let me stay as long as I did because otherwise they'd have to talk to each other. My parents never got along. They never really, they were almost a couple by default. But it was time for me to go too because it's not like they wanted me around or whatever. I mean, I wasn't enjoying their company either, but even I was thinking, what am I going to do? Where will I go? What happened was I basically found myself walking through the neighborhood all around town, and I happened to stop by the creek. Now, I had done everything there is to do, in McKinleyville. I mean, I lived there for so long, I did all the indulgences. You know, we have a beach there. It snows. I've gone to the beach and surfed and boogie boarded. When it snows, I've sledded, skied, tobogganed. McKinleyville, horses have the right of way. I've ridden on horseback, too. I've been on horseback. I did it all. But could I keep on doing it? Or was I out of time? I happened to walk through the woods, down Hammond Trail, into the... And at the end, I saw where there's a campsite. I saw a whole bunch of people. People I didn't recognize. I didn't know them from the neighborhood. What was their story? Anywho, what had happened was I stopped to basically sit and talk with them. There they were. One of them, a very big, large, hulking guy, man who went by the name of Organic OK. He told me that was his name. He christened himself that. Now, I wondered what his deal was about. I couldn't help but wonder what they were all doing here. Maybe they were homeless, but they didn't quite look it. I mean, they sort of did, but they didn't. They weren't that dirty. And then Organic explained to me, said to me, dude, check it out. We're all going around the world, traveling the planet, picking up garbage, and helping the homeless. That's what we're doing. That sounds like something. I'm not going to say it sounds like fun, but he was apparently a philanthropist, a guy going around helping and whatnot. That was something. And the truth was, the next thing he said to me was, would you like to join us? Want to come aboard? I wanted to ask him that, but I was too scared. I couldn't afford to take care of myself. He said, no, dude, I'll fund everything. My money, my dollar. It's okay. Are you in? I said, yes. Oh, yeah. All right. Sure enough, lo and behold, there it was. I was joining something. The very night that I was kicked out, I thought I was going to be on the street. Now, when you first wind up on the street, you're sort of in shock. You're not quite sure. I'm not one of the homeless yet. I'm not one of them. It doesn't sink in right away. It takes a while for you to really take over, to realize, oh, my God, I don't have a place to live. I'm a vagrant. Or as I call them, vagabonds. But the truth was, this guy was basically taking me in. I mean, I've had an address, but I was traveling with him. I was going to be going all over. I asked him his name, and he said, I'm Organic OK. He said, get down on one knee, get down on one knee. IW DJ Butterfly Feces. Now, I didn't like the name then as I do now, just like I don't now. I was never a fan of that name. It seems like all the cool names were taken. I mean, I thought organic okay was very strange and whatever. But butterfly feces? What the? He said to me, explain to me, I'll give you that DJ name because you were on the radio, right? I told him all about my radio history. I was on Blog Talk Radio, and people, I don't think anybody ever tuned in. I don't think so. Organic told me, he said, dude, we're together. Now, okay, you're with us. And in the end, that was all I needed. All I needed. Now, this happened near the end of the year. It was my parents threw me out around the holidays. Could have at least had a family moment before I packed it in. Dang it. Anywho, we spent the whole night staying up talking, everything, getting to know each other, all that good stuff. And then before I know it, in the morning, we basically hopped on a plane. A plane to Vicenza, Italy. We were going to spend New Year's Eve and New Year's Day, sometime there, in Vicenza, Italy. We were going to leave the country. We were going to go abroad. I couldn't believe it. I was shocked. Now, I saw that they celebrated New Year's Eve a little differently. There are fireworks and all that, but the Italians have really fine cuisine. They celebrate. I got to eat Italian food from Italy itself. That was a nice whatever. And there was a march on New Year's Day, a big sort of protest. Once again, cultures do things differently. I was happy to be here. I mean, I wasn't even homesick, really, because I was just happy to be part of this whole thing. But I noticed that they had a homeless problem, and they had a trash problem, and we're here to help pick up all the garbage after New Year's and all that. We are here for that reason. We're here for that purpose. We are here for it. Anywho, there it was. I helped pick up all the garbage. Throw it away. It was tiring. It was an ordeal. It was exhausting. The funniest thing happened. I was exhausted like the first day, whatever. See, I wasn't used to this, but I felt blissfully happy, like I'd worked off some kind of energy and pressure doing all this. That was something. And we made a difference there. I talked to some of the locals that were basically people who were skateboarding and all that. They skateboarded. And they basically, they were staying in abandoned houses. And there was art. There was graffiti all over. See, I like graffiti. I sort of think it has more, I want to take expression, that has more art than anything you basically see in a museum. I like the kind of art you see in museums. You pay a cover to go in there, and there's just these fancy decorations you see that rich people put in their homes to show that they have a personal style and panache, show how rich they really are. Now, on the street, when you actually look at what the people do out there, it actually comes across more like art than what they do. Graffiti. And we go to a public bathroom, see what they write on the walls. That's real art. Somebody's trying to say and do something. Sure enough, basically, we've been doing this for a while, and now we were in, if you check the previous episode, Nairobi, Kenya, Africa. That's where we were. The truth is, I don't know. I mean, it was basically, I was curious about Africa, but I knew it was going to just be, well, it'll be perfect. I heard it was, sure enough, like all life was from Africa. It was hot there. We've been there for several days. If you've been following our show, you know that we've been there a while. It's 9:45 here on the program. Kakuna from the microphone here with DJ Butterfly Feces, the one and only. What do you think? Call in. Let us hear what you got to say. We're here at 1-515-605-9709. That's 1-515-605-9709. Now the truth, the epic truth, I basically, of all the places we had been in, this was somehow the worst. They were especially hard. There was especially a big homeless problem going on. There were so many. There were children on the streets. There were like child protective, you know, whatever going on here and whatever. The heat was absolutely abominable. The heat was the worst, you know. Heat in Africa. I mean, we're here during the winter. I mean, you got to realize that Africa is the most humid place. It's hot, but it's also humid, so all life originated in Africa. Man was first black, you know, all man was. All animals come from here. It's a war zone. And this was a city, don't get me wrong. Some metropolis looked nice, but the places where they had the slums, the worst people were living in, the garbage and whatnot, it was really bad. We picked up garbage, of course, but somehow it was all starting to get to me, all of it. You see, it was hot here, so everything smelled worse. The heat was getting down. It was hard to do this in the heat. I mean, I'm not saying I wanted to do this. You know, I mean, we've been in places where basically it snowed. I'm not sure which was worse. It was too hot. It made everything harder, you know? Everything. But truth is, I just had to keep at it. The place seems a little bit more desolate than anything I saw in the United States. It was another country, really more than anything else we've ever been. But, you know, they have the same problem. I saw hordes of people on the street trying to sleep, cuddling up for warmth. I saw children without food and shelter. I want to ask each and every one of them why they were here. But let's be honest now. Let's be honest here for one second. Not everyone speaks English. I wanted to give each and every one of them something to eat. For some reason, especially when we're adults, it's harder to see children on the streets suffering and starving and dying. It's harder to see the kids. You know, when we're children, we forget what we're like. When we're adults, we forget what it was like when we're children. Children aren't sweet and kind and innocent. Children are wild animals. They're very malicious. The one child that seems weaker or different, they all gang up and pick on and whatever. But does that mean that the youngest age they should be starving to death? I understand that nature is trying to thin out the herd somewhat, but, you know, something should be done. Something. It's hard to see the children suffer. I mean, I wonder if... Tell me something, the kids out there. I saw some kids talking to each other. They were speaking Afrikaans, I think that's what the language is called. I didn't understand a word of it, but they were talking, they were to know each other. I wonder, were they having fun like kids are supposed to? Were they telling each other dirty stuff, talking about bodily functions, using offensive, profane words, doing all the stuff that kids that age are supposed to be doing? Still, they were, in a way, they were new to the world. They should be out there exploring everything brand new in an exciting sort of way. Whatever. They should be doing all that. I wondered, how are we going to get a program started out here? The government is different. They don't have that kind of money. Once again, how am I going to talk to them? I don't speak the language. Dang. I saw some kids who were basically playing soccer, or whatever they call it over there. I started to join them. I think they actually invited me, so to speak. I couldn't understand, once again, the language, and sure enough, I did. I played. And so I think their parents came along, and they dissuaded me to play with them. They tried to speak to me in their own language. They tried to say something to me. I didn't know what they had to say, but I think I could figure it out. And I explain it. I can't understand a word you're saying. I'm sure they were wondering, what are you doing here? I was here to pick up the garbage. Maybe I should get back to that. Sure enough, I did. I thought about how I wanted to make things better. I thought about how all these people needed help. I thought about, I thought about all of it. All of it. Now, I don't want to rag on other cultures here, but you know a place like this, it's going to be worse. I'm sure they dream of being in a place like America, but come on. America, this problem is everywhere, not just in the U.S. Oh, it's a little worse someplace else, but still, someone on the street without a place to live or food to eat is still on the street without food to eat. We're human. We're meant to live like this. Well, I wish we could be animals. Eat or be eaten. Whatever. Is this living? I basically went over back to the spot we were at. It was basically where they were dumping all the garbage. And people lived here. They had their little garbage shacks and whatever. I wanted to do something. Once again, I wanted to set a lot of this garbage on fire. But as organic put it, dude, you said you burn the garbage. How are you going to put it out? They got like a fire extinguisher around here. And that fire is going to go out of control and kill everybody. But I like the fact that you're thinking. Just got to bag it up. There I was, sitting about thinking about all the things I wanted to make this world better. I was thinking about all that good stuff. It really is something special. I was thinking about how I was going to get by. I was thinking about it. What would basically make Nairobi, Kenya, a great city? No, you tell me. What? Well, once again, their garbage needed to be packed up. I wanted to basically make friends. I wanted to talk to these people, but I couldn't tell people. They didn't all speak the lingo. They didn't all know what I meant. I tried going back to that one guy that spoke English. The one guy, and I told him everything. And he said, "Welcome to real life. This is life. This is the world which we live in. When we're kids, we think the whole world is ours. All we got to do is take it. We don't realize what the world is like." I thought about I just thought about, honestly, how I wanted to help, how I want to make things better. I thought all about it. Truth is, I didn't know. I just basically sat around and this guy spoke English. I was tempted to ask some of them to join us on our trip, picking up garbage and all that. Organic said, dude, they don't speak the lingo. They can't even understand what we're talking about. They don't speak English. I know you want to take all the people off the street and have them join us because you think that'll help. But sometimes that's not the answer. To do. What to do. I spent a lot of time just thinking, going nuts on the streets, thinking about what we could do about this. I got in trouble, basically, for just trying to play soccer with a couple of kids. I know, they're worried about adult predators, people they don't recognize from the neighborhood, all that noise. I get it. But how am I going to make their lives better? How? All I could think about was how much I wanted to help, but I didn't know how. I looked around. I thought of this place. We did make things better. We picked up a lot of garbage. We made the streets cleaner. No, but how does that affect them, people on them? I mean, it'd be a little nicer for them, dude. That doesn't shelter them. Doesn't give them a place to sleep. It doesn't feed them. I was heartbroken until I thought I realized we did something. We made an effort. We did something for the greater good. I wanted to leave. I told Organic, how are we really going to help these people? We're picking up garbage and everything, but we're not able to say, dude, we're not leaving just yet, okay? Got a lot of work to do. We're going to find a way to help these people before we leave, okay? We're going to do something. We will. All I could think of was, well, good. But what? I just basically sat there and just, okay, told me, dude, don't just sit there. You got to do something. Pick up some more trash. Bag it up. Bag up all the garbage. That's what we did. We kept doing that. And the people who saw us, they were grateful. They were happy there was someone around, you know, doing that for them. And they were admirable. They were respectful. The funny thing is they welcomed me into the club, so to speak. They invited me. Truth is, I don't know. I wanted this. I wanted to do this. I don't know what to do. Could you think of anything I could do there and then? Anything that would have helped? Could you give me an idea about what if? Good people, you have been listening to Kakuna from the microphone here with DJ Butterfly Feces, the one and only. We're here. We're at 1-515-605-9709. That's 1-515-605-9709. We are here. Please, get involved with us. Help the cause. Tell us what you're thinking, what you're feeling, what's going on with you. You can pick up all our shows on the web, on Blog Talk Radio. Thank you all for listening. Now, we're here. We're making it happen. Tune in tomorrow for the next chapter. Boy, did something big happen at that point that really made a lot of change. All right. Thank you for listening. Thank you. And good night.